listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's the end of another weekend, another double header. Brayhead Clan coming away from Dundee Stars with a 5-4 penalty shots victory. On the line with me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, it was a loss last night and a penalty shots win tonight. What are your thoughts from the last 2 days?
Obviously, pretty frustrated on Saturday, you know, with our the way we started that game. We just left ourselves too much to do. The guys played well. Obviously, the last 40 minutes, we dominated that game, and we let Dundee grow into the game, and Fallon was the difference, you know, in the bottom 40, and that's what happens when you don't you aren't ready to go. Obviously, pretty disappointed after our performance on Wednesday that we come out that flat in front of our fans. And tonight, I thought we played okay. You know, we played good in spurts. We showed some good stuff, obviously, in that second period. You know, but then. We make a breakdown and gave them some life right at the end of the second, making it 4-2 there.
Now, when you consider it was a 4-1 lead at one point, should the game have gone to penalty shots from what you saw?
Should the game gone to penalty shots?
Yeah, you had a 4-1 lead at one point.
Yeah, we had a 4-1 lead, and like I said, we had a defensive breakdown. To make it 4-2, and then you know, anytime you go into the last period, it's a two-shot game. They got the 4-3 goal, and the pressure was on. I thought we panicked a little. I thought they applied some good pressure, and eventually they were able to tie it up. But you know, the guys stiffened up. A win's a win right now, as far as we're concerned. We'll take it any way possible, and I got to give some credit to the guys after the 4-4. I thought we actually settled down, had some chances. Our power play could have bailed us out, but it didn't connect there. And we finally got a well-deserved penalty shootout win.
But how frustrated are you knowing what the team are capable of? We saw it against Fife last week, and then we've had a couple of performances since where they haven't quite matched it. How frustrating is that for you?
Well, it's frustrating for any coach. Anytime you stand behind a group that you know can be better, when we settle down and we play as a group and as a unit, we're very, very good, and we've proved it. It's very frustrating to have to go back to that, up and down, and it's a group that right now it's taking something to get them going, and usually something negative to get them going, and. We got to play 60 minutes. We got to be ready to go. We can't afford to let other teams dictate. We can't afford to see what other teams are going to bring and then alter our performance. You know, we creatures of habit. And good teams play the same way every way and every night. And we're just not there right now. We're not establishing that, and that's tough. It's tough, and that's a coach's challenge to find out what makes these guys tick and what we got to do, change preparation, what we got to do in practice to make sure that we're better at that.
And as you said, it's a penalty shots win tonight. A win's a win. How much can that help going into next week?
Well, we've absolutely. I mean, anytime you can end the weekend on a high, you know, and a win is a win right now, and. I'd imagine we're heading back to the weekend with next weekend with Rusty again, and we're confident with him. Yeah, I thought he played good last night, and he carried it into today, and he gave us a chance. You know, I think he went to 10 penalty shots before TJ Rosehill there sealed the deal. But it's good. You got to grow into it. You got to take the positives. It can't be all negative, and can't feel sorry for ourselves. We got to keep that inner belief and keep getting better. But by no means are we happy with where we're at. We know we've given ourselves a steep mountain to climb, and you got to man up and get out of it one way or another.
Now, you mentioned there Gary Russell playing. Of course, that's because Mikhail Zaikovsky went off injured during the first game on Saturday against Dundee. What can you tell us about his injury and possible recovery time? When can we see him back?
Nothing. I can't tell you anything about the injury. We don't know when he's going to get back right now. It's too early.
And that was the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, on the back of Brayhead Clan's penalty shots win against Dundee Stars tonight. Well, the next home game, Brayhead Clan are on the hunt for those league points, and will look to take two of them from Nottingham Panthers in the next home game. That's next Sunday, face off at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700, or you can buy them directly at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Brayhead Clan versus Nottingham Panthers next Sunday, 6 p.m. Tickets available via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700, or get them directly at the box office.